Hallelujah. Thank you, Robert. We come to an opportunity to hear the scripture reading from Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. This is from the King James Version. I was remarking this morning how beautiful the language is and how I had forgotten to read it in the King James Version for a while. Read that Bible. I have several, so thank you, Pastor, for this. It begins, a prayer for God's faithful mercy. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yet let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now is our privilege to stand as we are comfortable and receive the gospel. This comes in three parts. A prophecy for us, a lesson, and then an exhortation to us. The coming of the Son of Man. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth, distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, and for powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, that with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. The lesson of the fig tree. When he told them a parable, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And now the exhortation to watch. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live in the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of Christ.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Amen.
Peace be with you. This morning's Psalm 25 passage is one of the selected scriptures, especially for first Sunday of Advent, by the Revised Common Lectionary. From verse 1 through verse 10, there are two significant verbs that stand out for this season of Advent: wait and remember. Yes, Advent is a time of one waiting and remembering. It is a time of waiting or expectation, of looking to the future. Also, it is a time of reflecting the past as well. Yes, throughout Advent, we always wait and anticipate the coming of Jesus Christ so that we traditionally celebrate the four Advent Sundays with hope, peace, joy, and love. And finally, on Christmas Eve, with Christ. During Advent, we wait for Jesus, who came to us on the very first Christmas day in the past. And we also wait for Jesus, who will come again to bring us new heaven and new earth in the future, just as the text from Luke, this morning's urgent message of being ready. In this sense, our waiting time in the present tense means that throughout Advent, we must remember who Jesus Christ is. Jesus is dwelling among us through his eternal presence and the Spirit in the present. Psalm 25, especially in the King James Version, is one of my favorite psalms. I love this psalm because of the song "Unto Thee, O Lord," which was written by Charles F. Monroe in 1970s. This song's most lyrics are based on Psalm 25 in King James Version. When I was a young adult, this song was very popular. Anybody remember this song? Oh, okay. Many of them in the choir. I remember the Maranatha singer sang this song beautifully. This classic song is still one of my favorite songs. So I'd like to invite you to sing with me this song this morning, "Unto Thee, Lord." All right. I got my guitar right here. This pulpit is just big enough for myself and the guitar.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let my enemies triumph over me. Yeah, let not wait. Oh, thee be ashamed. Yeah, let not that way. Oh, thee be ashamed. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let my enemies triumph over me. Show me thy way. Thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy path. Thy path alone, oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let my enemies triumph over me.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining me to singing this one. It's a beautiful song. Unlike all other books of the Bible that convey the messages from God, from above, the collection of Psalms, interestingly, is full of prayers of God's people. So, the book of Psalms is considered to be the only book that shows people's heartfelt petitions and supplications from below. While most psalms are praises and thanksgiving, a substantial number of psalms are also lament, especially the prayers for help, forgiveness, salvation. And just as Psalm 25, prayers for God's faithful mercy. This Psalm 25 is sincerely resonating God's people's hearts that are going through the times of waiting, especially in the times of uncertainty and fears. Verse 1 says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." In modern English, NLSV says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." It is a prayer of commitment to God, dedication of life, and a complete trust in the Lord. The verse 5 says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." Waiting might require a great deal of endurance, patience, and resilience. Yet, waiting can be truly grateful and joyful because of the hope in Christ. We are not waiting for anything other than God in Jesus Christ. Generally and spiritually, what kind of symbol or icon or logo do we use for hope? Can you guess? Ta-da, right here. Next screen, please. It's an anchor. Anchor. Why? Because Jesus is our anchor. Are you anchoring yourself in Jesus, who is the foundation of your faith? When you have this hope in Christ, the anchor, your challenging and uncertain times can still be truly meaningful and delightful. You can be shining and glowing even in the times of darkness and despair. Jesus is the light, and you can clearly see the light as you follow him. Advent is a time of remembering God's goodness and God's faithfulness. Verse 6 says, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Wow. Have you ever seen this long word? Loving kindness is a plural form of loving kindness. I think you can find it only in King James Version. The psalmist is asking God to remember thy tender mercies and loving kindness. Because who God is, who is throughout the generation to generation. On the other hand, the psalmist also asking God not to remember the sins of my youth. Verse 7 says, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. While we pray to God for remembering or not remembering, we confess who God is. It's verse 10 in NRSV. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. Yes, we ought to remember and affirm God's steadfast love and faithfulness. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just remember that Advent is a time of waiting and remembering. And I'd like to close my sermon with this reflection. The Bible commentator John H. Hayes beautifully writes on this Psalm 25 passage from the commentary Preaching Through the Christian Ear C. Quote, in Advent, with its backward glance and future focus, there is stress on those eternal characteristics of goodness attributed to God, and at the same time, the human need to be burdened no longer by the past with its accumulated failures. The final plea to remember is in verse 7b, where the psalmist asks that God should, on the basis of divine love and goodness, remember me. And he concludes with this final sentence of a plea. This plea is indeed a solemn and profound prayer for those who are going through an Advent journey, including you and me. Quote, remember me, not my past, just me, as I am, waiting and remembering, unquote. My friends in Christ, may your Advent journey be a truly inspiring time of waiting and remembering God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Thanks be to God. Amen.